Okay, perfect. Great. Apologies to everyone for some modest technical difficulties there. We're going to call the meeting to order at 10:05 A.M. This is David Corus, Co-Chair of the Finance Committee. I'm going to start with roll call in no particular order. Paul Hinch.
Here.
John Johnson.
Here.
Doug Delano.
Here.
Tom Patten.
Here.
We do not expect Parker Wise. With that, we have a quorum, and we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is approval of the May 16th Finance Committee meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion, David, as usual.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Doug.
Second by Doug. Any comments or requested changes? Okay. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next item on the agenda is public comment. Ulysses, if you can open up the line, and if any members of the public wish to speak, please, I believe, star six to unmute and state your name.
If anyone would like to speak, please press star six. Do we have anyone on the line who would like to speak? Please hit star six if you would like to speak.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the financial update. Ulysses and Veronica, take it away.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to just really advise the committee that the last page of the Financial Committee's packet regarding the finance office activities was an inadvertent submission to you. It was really intended as a report to me, so I apologize for including that in your packet. I think also I'd like to indicate that when it comes to training.
Hey, I'm double-checking if anybody else is on this line.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Yep, we can hear you, Kevin.
Public line for the Port Authority meeting.
So with.
They're just running late or.
So the.
They forgot to patch us in. Anybody else? Said there was one other participant. Not sure if he dropped off.
Would you like to speak?
I don't think.
Hang on. We're going to try to get the public line working again.
David Corus, Co-Chair. We didn't realize the lines were not properly merged. We had called the meeting to order at 10:05. Members present are Corus, Hinch, Johnson, Delano, and Patten. Member Wise is absent. We took a vote on the minutes. It was moved by Johnson, seconded by Delano, and unanimously approved. We're then moving on to public comment. So if there's any members of the public who wish to speak at this time, please press star six and state your name. Percent confident that they can hear us. When you dialed back in?
There was, according to the prompts, two.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we do it for new business if we can, so we keep moving our meeting.
Yep. All right. Let's move on to the finance report.
Okay. As I indicated earlier, the last page of the Finance Committee packet includes a report regarding activities of the finance office. That was an inadvertent submission, and so we apologize for that. It was intended as a report to myself. Also, when it comes to training that is provided by the state's comptroller's office, our Director of Finance attended the GASB 96 training on April 23rd and the GASB 87 training on April 25th. She will be retiring this mid-July. If you have any questions really regarding that training and those training opportunities, I'm sure she will be glad to share that with you as well. So at this time, let me really turn it over to her to provide the updates with regard to the finances of the CPA. Veronica?
Good morning. Just one correction. The GASB 96 and GASB 87
was completed on May 23rd and May 25th, not April.
Thank you.
The reports that were submitted for your review are the normal monthly reports. The first one is general operations, and as you will note, I'm happy to report that we have received $500,000 from NEO for the at least rent at the State Pier. And that will be recorded as revenue in fiscal year 2023. I am anticipating $500,000 from NEO for each quarter beginning in July of 2023. And that will be $2 million anticipated revenue from NEO for the sublease for fiscal year 2024. The other revenues that I report, nothing really has changed since the last time we briefed. I've received all of the money from the DOT appropriation for salaries, the first, second, third, and fourth quarter, which totals $400,000. Moving on to expenses, we're up to date posting our salaries and expenses. In the contractual services area, really no significant changes from last month. I have updated the legal services for internal matters. No, I'm sorry, that number stayed the same. I did update the external matters legal. And, of course, what legal services we pay out of core project money, and that is up to $85,827. And I do have a separate detailed legal expense report for you as of May 31st. All of these numbers are as of May 31st for fiscal year 2023. Marketing, no significant changes. No changes in admin and general services. We are up to date on our Old Saybrook office rental payments. We continue to work with the City of New London Department of Public Utilities for the changeover for water, sewer, fire service, and stormwater. The path that it took was it was basically working with Kiewit, working with Gateway to make sure that everyone understood that the invoices are paid up to date and that that Kiewit was responsible for some things up to April 21st, and then Gateway would take responsibility for invoices after April 21st. I've been in contact with Gateway, working with their financial person and also the Kiewit financial person, so that's moving along. Insurance, we continually have general marine liability insurance for the State Pier. Right now, we have spent $186,251 for liability insurance at the State Pier. And for the rest of the total admin and general expenses, no changes. As you will note, the net now is a negative $24,397. Which is a much better number than it was last month prior to getting the $500,000 revenue from NEO. I've also included the cash account, 6805 as of May 31st, subtracting out the money. Yes.
Sorry, this is David. Just real quick. So with, you know, a month's worth of payroll expenses and other likely baked-in costs, our revenue share to the city, et cetera, you have a sense of order of magnitude of where we end up, unfavorable around 100, something in that ballpark?
Well, you know, when you bounce it up against what our budget number is, I don't think that we, if we are in the negative, it's going to be a very small number. And of course, we have the cash in the cash account to really cover anything that's a deficit.
Yeah.
But bouncing up the budget versus the actual, I'm not really concerned about closing out the year in a significant deficit.
Good.
So, Veronica, can I ask you about the insurance liability?
Yes.
How come the jump? Pretty significant. Why did it jump to 25,730? Is that a moving target? We can't get a handle on that, or we weren't able to get a handle on that originally, or what's the reason for that?
John, we've always had a handle on the insurance estimates for fiscal year 2023. Our broker bills us quarterly, and the CPA headquarters or organization has a portion of that liability insurance that we have to pay. So, it's not a big surprise that it's now at 25,730. And you know what? Once again, when the pier construction is done, headquarters is still going to have a general liability, crime, employment type insurance that's required. So we will see that number. Probably 25, maybe 28,000.
I saw that in the proposed budget that it's going to be at that $25,000 level for the next year or so.
Yes, because the broker's been pretty good as far as giving me a breakout between those various portions of the policies that we have to keep. I'm anticipating it'll be about 25,000.
Okay, thank you.
The next report is just detail on the legal expenses by core, by external matters, and, of course, internal matters. Internal matters, as of May 31st, hasn't changed since I reported the April numbers.
And Veronica and Ulysses, I see there hasn't been an internal bill in several months. Is that – do we expect there to be – some that are going to come in to cover that period, or we're confident that we just did not have internal expenses during that period?
Well, we are up to date on any invoices that Robinson and Cole has sent to us. Now, and normally when we get their May invoices, they cover, let's say, up to April 30th. So you really have 2 months worth of internal invoices that may come in for the month of May and June. And at this point, I don't know. I can't address how often or what we've used Robinson and Cole for internal matters. Ulysses would have to address that.
Right. And I am not aware right now of a bill that would be significant at this point in time. I know that we've been using them also during the negotiations, and there may be one or two communications that they assisted us with in May. And so that may be something that comes through in the May or June billing.
Ulysses, in your report, and I don't mean to jump ahead, but is their contract up now for the past 3 years? Is that what it, I find it hard to believe that they've been with us for 3 years? But
that is right. No, that is one of the that's one of the contracts that we need to actually rebid this year. It ends the end of 2023, along the audit as well.
And Veronica, all of Robinson and Cole invoices are paid on a timely basis, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the next report is the CORE bond project report. I know it seems like it's a lot, but it's really, you know, when you think back a year ago, we didn't really know exactly what was in CORE for those legacy systems and also new money that we've gotten in for shift 2 and 3. It's all accounted for. And as we process invoices, those balances will be reduced. But this mirrors exactly what's in CORE. The next report was prepared by Marlon Peterson, and it's the most up-to-date state peer construction budget report that I have. This includes amendment number 9, but Marlon has also made a note of what his estimate for available funding is, but then he's also at the very end of his report included some numbers so that you can see for amendment number 10 when that's processed. The next report, I've included the balance sheet as of May 31st. Next month, you'll get one as of June 30th. All of these financial reports next month will be as of June 30th, but please remember they would not be final numbers because we are still processing, we will still be processing fiscal year 2023 documents into July and even the first week or two in August. Was there any other questions for me on the financial update?
Any other questions before we move on to the budget revisions? Okay, if everyone goes to page 18 in your packet, you will see the proposed budget revisions. I think that they're fairly straightforward. Near the end of every fiscal year, we go through this. We do it at the end of the second quarter as well. I can't remember exactly, but we do it a couple times during the year. And this is approaching the end of the fiscal year, making sure that we won't have any lines that are in deficit. And you'll see there's a relatively modest shifting of just under 100,000. I will read those out as the form of a resolution. I'll entertain a motion and a second, and then we can discuss any and all individual lines. Resolve that the following budget adjustments are necessary to prevent budgetary overdrafts. And we hereby approve the shifting from the following accounts: 51,300 communications outreach sponsor, 20,000; 51,400 contractual services, 20,000; 51,770 marketing business development, 40,000; 51,710 advertising, 10,000; 52,050 dues memberships, 5,000. For a total transfer from those accounts of $95,000, and that funding will be transferred, or that budget allowance will be transferred to the following accounts in the following amounts: 51,403 contractual consultant professional services, $20,000; 51,600 legal services internal, $5,000; 51,602 legal services external, $40,000. 52,250 office supplies, 2,000; 52,551 office equipment, 5,000; and 52,652 insurance liability, 23,000, for a total of 95,000. Is there a motion to approve those transfers?
So moved, David.
But John, is there a second?
Second, Tom Patton.
Second by Tom. Thanks. Any comments or discussion or questions?
Just to go, David, just to go back to the 52, yep. 652, The general liability insurance, if we add the 23 to what we've already spent, which is what, 25? We've already spent, it looks like to me, we've spent $25,730, and we're going to add 23 to that. The 23 more than covers. It seems to me if we were budgeted at $17,500, right?
Right. So this would bring the total up to 30. And I guess are you getting at? Do we anticipate another 4,000 or so in there, or are we just shifting to have a cushion?
I think it brings us up to 40,000. 17 and 23 is.
Oh yeah, 40, yeah, right. Sorry, 40. Yeah, right.
So I mean, it's not a big deal, but I'm just querying whether or not we're anticipating 40,000. Right. Sounds to me like we'll have a little bit of extra in that line item when we close out. That's my guess.
And John, we may. It's just that the transition between the CPA covering liability and Gateway taking that over, our broker is doing the best they can with the estimates that they've given me. So it might come in lower. I'm hoping it will.
Yeah, right. Me too. I hear it. And just it was just a general question, that's all. Thanks, David.
Sure. Any other comments, questions, or discussion before we vote? Okay. All those in favor of those budget transfers, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to the next item, which is the fiscal year 24 draft budget. Veronica, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is the same draft that we looked at last month.
Yes, same one.
Okay, so I think this is just a final opportunity to ask questions or make comment before we recommend it to the board for adoption. But this is the same budget that you've seen previously. Just a reminder, a general reminder, that it basically reflects flat expenditures despite increased revenue because we, need to figure some things out, I think, during next fiscal year, once we're through the construction project and into a post-construction operations mode. So right now we're projecting a end-of-year surplus a year from now of just over $900,000, but that could change if adjustments are made by the board during the fiscal year to reflect new priorities. But I think everyone agreed that at this stage it makes the most sense just to continue status quo until we're through the construction project and can think through our next phase in earnest. Any discussion on that before I entertain a motion to recommend approval to the board? Okay, then I'll move that we recommend the board approve the fiscal 24 draft budget as proposed. Is there a motion to do so?
I'll make that motion.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second, Doug Delina.
Second by Doug. Any comments, questions, or discussion? Okay, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Great. Any old business? Any new business?
You want to try to pick up the public or not?
Oh, yeah. since we had some technical difficulty at the start of the meeting, if there's any members of the public who wish to speak at this time, we can provide an opportunity to do so. Please press star six if you would like to make comments.
Kevin Blacker, I'd like to make comment.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Let's see. So, yeah, I guess there was some type of a problem. We weren't able to hear the beginning of the meeting, say the first 10 minutes or so. So where there could be some explanation, I hear Veronica Calpert on the call. I was under the impression that she was retiring. If there was that part of the meeting could just be, relayed to the public. And if there was anything else that was real noteworthy in the first, because I think it was about 10 minutes or so I was on the line trying to get in and wasn't able to get picked up. Thank you.
So the meeting did not start till 5 past, and before we had the technical, or before we recognized the technical challenges, all that we did was take roll call and approve minutes. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Okay, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
By John, is there a second?
Second. Tom Patton.
Second by Tom. Meeting is adjourned at 10:35. Thanks, everyone, and we'll...